you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
No need for apologies.
There we go. I wanted to see myself first. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to No Need for Apologies. I am Monroe Martin.
And I'm Jerick Ainge.
And we back with another episode for your stinking asses. We got Joe. What's your last name? I only know you as
Joe Marsh Garland.
I really knew you as, oh, that's the Orange and the New Black dude. And then I seen you work with Derek, and I was like, all right, well, I can't call you Orange and the New Black dude no more.
Got another show.
I don't think you could ever call me Orange is the New Black dude.
Get in the mic.
Why can't I call you Orange is the New Black dude? You were in that season. You were in there with Emily Tarver. That was like, what, season three? Season two or three?
That's my boy Pete Old Flame.
Yeah.
Is that?
Uh-huh.
She's sweet.
Yeah.
I like Emily a lot.
Yeah, and she's like all, she's connected somehow to like my girlfriend, my wife's friends and shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, can't shake this chick.
Can't shake it.
She's every fucking where. So I can't call you the Orange is New Black dude. So it's Joel, what's your last name, Joel?
Garland.
Joel Garland. That's a fucking actor's name.
Joel Marsh Garland.
I know, I did that. I was in Philly when I joined, and I didn't know if there was a Joel Garland, so I thought...
Oh, you got talking to the microphone.
I don't know how close I have to get to this thing.
Get close, man. Let it touch your lip.
It's sprayed. Don't worry about it.
If it touch your lip, then you're too close.
Yeah. If you go past the lip, you went too far.
Okay.
There you go, right
did
there.
Did you put the sanitizer on there?
We did put the sanitizer. It's sprayed.
When I joined SAG, I was a little kid when I joined SAG.
Lysol, the lifesaver. It's the new condom.
Just spray that on the thing.
I would rather, if I was single, I would rather spray a chick down with Lysol than use a condom.
Hey, baby, just put your legs in the air real quick. Let me just...
Yeah. Those were the days. Those were the days. When I joined SAG, you have to pick a name, and I thought there was probably Joel Garland, so I just used my middle name, and now it sounds really pretentious.
Joel Marsh.
Marsh, yeah.
Garland. Wait, you're from Philly?
No, I was in Philly making a movie.
Okay.
They hired me to do the movie. The Fat Joe dropped out, and they needed a guy who fit into Fat Joe's clothes. So,
okay.
They shot one day. They shot one day with Fat Joe. And it was the most expensive day where they shot everybody, and they had their stunts, and the cars blew up and everything. And then I don't know why Joe dropped out, but he dropped out.
Yeah.
Okay. So they needed a fat guy. And the first AD on that had been the first AD on another movie. And he remembered me and they brought me in. And they said, you can fit in Joe's clothes. So for 5 weeks, I was the only white guy in Nelly's gang. And we shot that.
Wait, what movie
did you
is
look
this?
White?
I have to see this movie.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've always looked white.
I thought they might be like Puerto Rican.
He can't do brown face.
Oh, that's true. The one thing was, Fat Joe had a ski mask on the day that they shot.
Okay.
So you could just see a little bit of his lips, like a little bit of his goatee and whatever. Mm-hmm. So no, they didn't have to do anything.
Oh, okay.
It was me for the rest of the movie, but Fat Joe for one day.
Okay, cool.
And then
be Mexican. Like, they would have to figure it out. You can be, like, one of those, like, Hollywood Mexicans that, like, are, like, white. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The light ones, and they make the hair black.
Yeah.
And they give them all these goofy scorpion tattoos.
It was not a deep movie. They didn't go into some backstory for me. They just were, like, they had a bunch of, like, velour clothing.
Yeah.
What I will say, Joe, I still don't like that you got murdered in Limitless. I don't like that you got straight horked. He got stabbed to death in Limitless. If you remember Limitless,
in the movie, or
in the movie,
yeah, in the movie, in the movie,
that's dope.
Yeah, it was.
I hated that you got stabbed. I was like, why the fuck did you? He was trying to protect the lady.
So you know what happened in the movie? They had shot the whole film and they had done that scene with a stuntie and they didn't like his acting.
Okay,
so they're like, oh, let's get two real actors in and we'll reshoot it. So they brought me and Jason in. We broke the in the room in the audition. Jason went through a wall and they were like, we'll hire these guys. And as we went through rehearsals, there were a lot of stunts in that very small sequence. They gave me and more and more of the dialogue, and Jason more and more of the getting stabbed.
Yeah.
So we got there, and by the time we were done, I had the, it was only like three lines of dialogue. Yeah. I had three lines of dialogue, and Jason just walked away with like his whole torso covered in stab wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, man. Because in the joint, the girl ran up past them. He's chasing me. And dude, and then Joel was like, let's leave her alone, dude. Let's stop fucking around. He didn't say that, but that's what he went. He was like that, and the dude just went straight in his stomach. I was like, oh, man, what the fuck?
Damn.
I was like, dang, Joel, shut. I was like, I know that motherfucker.
And she had a broken foot. This was a weird thing. She had a broken foot when we shot. So she had one of those rollers on her knee.
Uh-huh.
And then they had a stunt double who did the running but wore a mask on her head, a green mask, so they could put the actress's head on the stunt double's body for the running part of that.
Tech.
Weird day.
God damn.
Tech.
That's fucking dope.
Tech. Right.
That was also in Philly.
That's that was also special in Philly. Effects. That was in Philly?
Yeah, that was in Philly.
Yeah. That was in Philly.
Wow.
I know that parts of it were shot to look like New York, but we shot that part in Philly.
Okay.
Like his
apartment.
Y'all made a
Central Park in New York. That's crazy.
But his apartment looked Philly-ish. Like
did
in the
it?
Movie. Yeah.
I guess so.
New York apartment. Like Philly, you get space. What is that?
It's got prosciutto.
Is that prosciutto?
Yeah, you want some?
No, but that's hilarious. Like, I love that shit.
Yeah,
y'all got prosciutto. What is the organic?
I'm on a diet, so I brought
food. So, organic Turkish dried figs.
Can I taste one of them figs?
Let's get a fig. Let's try a fig.
What's the COVID way to get a fig out? Should I just, like, throw it on the table?
No, put it on this bandana.
Okay. There's
some... I just want one, just in case.
Oh, man. So, I'll take a fig.
Yo. Figs look like alien nuts.
They look like assholes. They look like chopped out assholes.
This is the fruit version of eating ass.
Oh, man. Oh, okay.
Did you see the toilet in the studio?
Mm-hmm. Yo, that shit.
That's insane.
Do you have a bidet?
No, I don't have a bidet.
Get a bidet.
I don't want to use a bidet in a studio.
No, don't. Because
studio bidets.
Don't use the studio bidet. It's there
when you
for
go
show.
Home, get yourself a... A bidet.
How much is a bidet?
Get
as
a
much
tushy.
As prosciutto.
I got a tushy.
Three packs of prosciutto.
What type of is your toilet next to your sink?
Does Trader Joe's make a bidet? Because this is Trader Joe's prosciutto. This is not like fancy prosciutto.
Yo, this shit tastes like a Nutrigame bar.
Bro.
It tastes like a, yeah, that shit's good. Wait, what type of, is your sink next to your toilet at home?
Yeah.
Then you can get the high-end one for like $170. It's a Tushy. It's a company called Tushy. I have one. That shit is great.
Do you get money from Tushy? Are you pushing bidets?
We should start doing it. Man,
do
when
you
we
need
get
your asshole cleaned? Get Tushy.
Da, ba, ba. Get Tushy. Wash out your asshole. We can do
ass. Yo, we use less toilet paper, yo.
We had a sprayer for the diapers because I have a kid. My wife and I have a kid. Mm-hmm. He'll be four in September.
Oh, he already dope. He's getting big.
Yeah, he's huge. He's like.
I remember when you first had him. He was stressed the fuck out.
Yeah, I was really stressed out.
Yeah.
He was little then.
Mm.
Now he's.
Now he wants stuff.
He's like 44 inches tall, weighs like 60 pounds. Yeah, he's a big kid.
Big boy.
So. We had a diaper sprayer for we did cloth diapers, so we had diaper spray for taking the shit out of the diapers and into the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
But it leaked.
Oh, man.
So it was like dripping out the back. So I think if we put it in a bidet, it would leak. We would use a diaper spray like a bidet, but you know, it's not.
Yeah. You would use the diaper spray on him, but not.
No, I use it on myself.
Oh, okay.
It's nice. No, it starts as a moment of desperation. At first, you're like, I ran out of toilet paper.
You got to get back there. You got to clean that shit
it's
off.
It's strong. It's fine. You run out of toilet paper, and you think, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. I don't have toilet paper. And you're like, the baby sprayer might work. And then you don't buy toilet paper for like 5 months.
Oh, shit.
No, but they give you the confidence you never knew you had, yo.
Yeah.
Like, I know when I sit on my couch naked, I'm good.
Yeah, man. You ain't going to leave no shit stains.
Like, I know I'm good. I have no doubt in my mind.
All right. I'll tell you an embarrassing story. You want to hear an embarrassing story? This is not a great story in some ways. A friend of mine, a number of years ago, he passed away.
Sorry.
So we went up. He died in Canada. So some friends and I went up for the funeral. And a friend of his, he was from Pakistan, and his friend had a place, and he was hosting a lot of people who came up from the States because he had a big spot.
Okay.
So that morning, we're walking around doing chores around the house, trying to help out since we're staying for free in his basement, whatever else. And I was like, is there anything I can do? And he said, yeah, water the plants. So I found a, watering can, and I ran around the house, and I watered all the plants. But it wasn't a watering can. Yeah. It was a personal sanitation device.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wait, what? It was like a douche box?
It was just a watering can that you would use on your butt.
Oh, to clean your ass.
So I took the butt can.
Took the butt can.
I didn't even know there was butt can.
That's just how they did it in that household. I didn't know.
So they just poured water down their ass crack like it was tea?
I don't know. I never used it the right way. Yeah. I used it for watering the plants, which was inappropriate. What I'm saying is that it was inappropriate what I did.
It was.
Yeah, very much so.
But he didn't warn you about the actual ass can.
Well, yeah. He wouldn't think to warn me about the ass can because just how he did.
Well, nigga, who waters plants? So, like, I know I haven't watered plants in ages, so I
yeah, that's God's job.
Yeah.
Let God handle that.
Watering plants? I don't even know how much to put in without drowning it out and all that shit. So, let the rain happen.
I wanted to have like a green thumb. Like when I got comfortable living in New York, I was like, you know what? I'm going to have some plants. Plants are fucking tough.
Yeah.
These plants died within like 3 days. 3 fucking days. I'm like, what am I doing? What the fuck am I doing wrong?
You gotta
water
put them in the sun.
I give them sun. But apparently you gotta know what plant you have because you can't put all plants in the sun for a long period of time.
Living creatures, then they have different needs.
I have an orange tree, and
York.
Yeah, I have an orange tree. Once a year, I have to
put it in the house.
It's ornamental. It's not like a giant orange tree,
but it's still an orange.
It produce oranges that you can eat?
They're really tiny. They're really good if you make marmalade.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah, like I need to know about this orange tree. Maybe I'll try that shit.
The marmalade.
I explain this orange tree, this marmalade orange tree to me.
So it's just like tiny, tiny, tiny. I don't even know where they're going, but you got to put iron in it like once a year.
Iron, like iron pills?
Yeah, like vitamins, like iron for the. You buy it in a bag with extra iron.
With the extra iron in the soil.
And then put it in the soil.
Like black gold. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
And how big do these oranges get? They get like
this big, like the size of less than a ping pong ball.
Damn.
They're very small, and they're very tart. But if you boil them with maple syrup or a bunch of sugar, you can turn them into really nice
jam. You peel them before you boil them, or you like have the peel on too?
No, you want the peel. The peel is a good part for marmalade.
You got to peel. This is like, he's like Bob Ross over here.
If you want a marmalade, you got to you use a peel.
You got to peel it. You can't have marmalade with peels in it.
No, you need the peel.
Wait, so...
Yeah.
You need to have the peel. You can't get rid of a peel in a marmalade. You cook it until the peel is soft.
Oh, shit.
And the peel has pectin in it, and that makes it gel.
Damn. How'd you learn all this stuff?
I think we all have a lot of time on our hands right now.
So
this is
a quarantine.
No.
Look at them. That's
it. That's exactly.
Thank you, Dylan. I appreciate
that. Where'd you get that from?
Dylan is our...
He's in my house.
Yeah, Dylan's from Florida. Right? Yeah, so he knows a lot about oranges.
Oranges.
No, that's exactly what it looks like. That's exactly what my tree looks like. What kind of an orange tree is that, Dylan? Can you tell us?
Yeah, Mandarin. Is it Mandarin?
It's kind of Mandarin, but it's sour. It's not sweet.
I don't want to say it wrong.
Yeah.
Calamondin?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Calamondin orange. Look at you.
Wow. Whose idea? Was that your idea or your wife's idea?
It was my wife's dead grandmother's tree, so we have to keep it alive.
Damn. This is just like women
that's
to give you more
pressure.
Chores
that's
after
too much pressure.
Yeah, no, it's a high pressure plant.
Yo, what the fuck? She couldn't give you a weed tree?
No.
Y'all married niggas say such weird things.
How? What did we say that's weird?
You got to clean your cat's asshole, and then you got to
not
keep,
no more because she takes a probiotic.
Oh, the stuff. And yes. That's right. When I was feeding your cat. That
we
little,
told you. We said put the probiotic in there or her ass going to stink.
Yeah. And then you got to keep a dead grandmother's orange tree alive.
Yeah, I do.
I'd rather just go to sleep and wake up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
But what is life if life... I don't know, nigga. I was going
to
try
to come up
with
something. Yeah. That was about to be deep.
But I couldn't get it. My brain couldn't get over the hump. My brain couldn't do that shit. My brain was like, who you fooling?
Yeah, I was ready for it.
Yeah.
What is life without...
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on,
I don't know.
Should I cue the music?
No, I can't.
What?
I don't know.
What music?
Whenever we try to do something deep, we just
we
play
put a
music
little tune in the background.
Maybe you can finish it. What is life without?
No.
Dylan, get the music.
Come on, let's try to figure this out.
Who the fuck is that? Oh, that ain't nobody's foot.
Wait, is that my phone?
No,
my phone is off. I would never do that. That would be
no. You got a family. If your phone rings, it's important.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This is my time out. This is my bachelor time right now.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Glad you can spend it with us. No strippers.
No.
No strippers. Just
close super. Proximity.
I'm so glad
a hot room.
I'm so glad I don't have a stripper story where I'm like, oh yeah, strippers, let me tell you.
I have a stripper story.
I had a stripper break my phone.
Go, you say yours, I'll do mine.
All right, so I only tell one. Because growing up, we had a stripper that, like, bullied Jared.
Okay.
You know Jared? We went to, you know the strip club on Delaware Avenue? Not Risque, but the one further down.
Like, yeah, that's some Onyx.
Yeah, we went there when we were younger, and we had those little Ericsson phones. That was like the first camera phone.
With the little green.
Yeah, and my boy Jared, he like was excited that he was in the strip club. And like he was talking to a stripper and he pulled out the phone and she took it. And then she like ran away with that shit. She just like dipped. And she was like, you're not getting this back. You're not supposed to have it in there. And the bouncer didn't want to give him his phone back and shit like that. So now we like had to make a decision if we wanted to try to fight a bouncer or not. But he ended up begging him and we got the phone back. But... And my personal stripper story was I was in Arizona at the House of Comedy. It's the second show. The host is like, hey, you want to hang out with a couple of friends of mine? I'm like, are they girls? He's like, yeah, they're strippers. I was like, bet, let's do this. So I didn't know that we have to go to the job. He's like, we got to go to the job first and then wait for him to get off. So I'm like, all right, bet. So we go to the strip club. Strip clubs in Arizona look like fucking banquet halls. They're just empty. Like,
oh,
fucking,
wow. I can see that.
Empty, yo. Arizona, it was just the emptiest strip club I've ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just sitting in the corner. Chicks are coming up and like, would you like a dance? And I'm like, yeah, sure. But they like don't have no ass and none of that shit. So I'm like, I just feel bad. I'm just like, I'm just letting this chick grind her bones on my lap.
Grind her bones on your lap. You got the coccyx rub.
Yeah.
Her coccyx bone was on your lap.
Man, I feel like a Halloween skeleton.
The coccyx bone.
It's like rubbing on me. So we wait for this chick to get off work.
Uh-huh.
I thought we were supposed to be hanging out, but then she's like, I didn't make no money here, so I want to go to this next strip club so I can try to make some money, because it's like spots. It's like how we do with spots. We run around trying to get different spots, so strippers jump around to try to make some money.
That's what makes sense.
So we go to this next strip club. There's a chick she don't like in there.
Chick she don't like in there.
And
I think you told me the story. Yeah. Keep going.
She's a chick she don't like in there. So we get there, we sitting there, and I hear her go, oh, that bitch I don't like is here. And I don't care. I'm like, I don't know you.
Yeah, okay.
So they go in the bathroom, and then a brawl breaks out, and they come out of the bathroom fighting, fucking naked, just punching each other with man hits. Not those girly hits. Like fucking
hustler hands.
Bang.
Dick
bang.
Beaters. Like, dick beaters.
Like landing punches, and they fucking hitting each other hard. I'm like, to see somebody who like just got done rubbing their titties in people's faces throw a fucking punch like Mike Tyson. Right?
That's dope.
Beating the shit out of each other. We all get thrown out because the bouncer's like, y'all came in there with her, so y'all got to get the fuck out too.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
So this chick who was whooping one of the strippers' asses, she's like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm calling the cops because she assaulted me. And she was like, can I use your phone? And the host is like, the dude who brought me is like, no. He's like shaking his head very suddenly. He's like, no, don't do it. Don't get me a phone. And I'm nice and naive, and I'm like, yeah, sure, here's my phone. She takes the phone. The stripper who she was fighting with starts to walk towards it. She takes my phone and breaks it across her fucking forehead with it. Like, takes my... I had a Galaxy at the time. So
you
I
told
had,
me
like,
the story.
Yeah. She takes the phone, smashes her across the head with it, like, cuts the bitch. My phone is, like, cracked in half. And then she hands it back to me. She goes, thank you. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you owe me some money. She's like, I'll handle that later, but I had to get this bitch. So now she's like, they're, like, continue arguing. I'm sitting here looking at a broke phone like, yo, you broke my fucking phone. Like, I told the host, I'm like, you gotta give me some money because this is your homie. She'll pay you back or whatever. And he's like, I don't know what to do. But luckily, this is what happened. This is how I got the Apple Watch. So I'm all sweating and shit because this story gets me hyped.
That's so crazy.
So luckily, the owner of the comedy club, I told him this story the next day, and he was like, fuck, that sucks, man. He's like, well, I got a hookup at Apple, And if you use this promo code, you can get a discount on the Apple phone and an Apple Watch if you go to T-Mobile. And I'm like, bet. I got an Apple phone. I got an Apple Watch for like $100. Mm-hmm. And at the time, those shits was $400. I got an Apple Watch for $100 and a new iPhone in the like that same day.
Well, it looks like the stripper was a blessing in disguise.
Was she, though? Because that bitch still never gave me money for that fucking phone.
Money for that phone. She's a piece of shit person, man.
She took it and broke it across her fucking face, yo.
Dang.
Like, the chick was leaking.
Dang.
Like, wow. Leaking, like...
I just like that she committed a felony and handed you the evidence and was like, here you go, bye.
Handed it back to me.
Yeah,
and, like, we went to this chick's... We had to drive this chick home, and the whole time, I'm like, yo, you got to pay me for that phone. I got you. Why he keep asking me for money for this phone? I said I got him.
Me and her would have fought.
Yo.
Me and her would have fought, or at least fought what, something. I would have been like, well, can I get some pussy?
She wasn't dope enough. She wasn't dope enough to make that even. It wouldn't have been even. I still would have took a loss.
Damn. That sucks, man. I got two different stripper stories. That was good.
Can you turn
though.
The AC on?
Can we get that on? Yeah. Is it on?
Yeah, I'll turn it on.
I think
right
you
now.
Just woke up.
No, I'm looking
it's hot.
For the
it's
thing.
Hot in here.
I'm looking
it's
for
hot.
The remote.
But anyway, it's out here. It's out here.
Oh, shit.
Let me see. Stripper Thanks. Stories. Let me see. Well, when we was young, we was kids. When we was all like 18, 19, we went to this joint in South Jersey right on the Black Horse Pike. And
what was that called?
What was it called? It was 167. That's all I remember. I remember the address.
That's how bad a strip club is.
I remember it. 167 Black Horse Pike.
What's the name of it? 167.
And everybody knew. So we go there. It's like a fun house. It's like a house of mirrors. You get in there. All the strippers look pretty decrepit. Very skinny, need food white women.
Nothing's worse than a skinny stripper.
Just bones and nipples, man. And you go, oh, man, so me and my homies, we're assholes. We from South Jersey. We a bunch of conniving little niggas. So we sitting in a joint, not planning to spend any money. We sitting there, we looking, and then my boy Rich just started blurting out shit. Yo, these strippers are tired. These strippers is whack. He just kept going, whack, tired. So they start coming up to me. What'd you say? I was like, I ain't say anything. That was Rich. So they was like, well, can I get a lap dance? So we had to start making up like kind of like weird ass like excuses not to get lap dance because we had no money. We was young boys, and my boy had to contour. So my first one was like, I can't have too much pressure on my stomach because I, you know, my intestines is fucked up, and I got an infection. So the girl was like grossed out by me. So it was like the key was the gross out strippers. But karma's a bitch because here we go. I fell for one. There was one bad bit, Goldie, stacked up crazy. She took me to the back, and I think I gave her the $60 that I needed for like all week. And I had to tell my mom.
What did you tell your mom? You told your mom you went to.
I was like, no. I was like, mom, that $60. I had to come up with something.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, she took all my money because she danced for like three songs and she would not let up. She just kept hissing at me. No, stay. And I was like, no,
$60. She danced for three songs for $60.
$60 straight got me
that money,
and I needed that money. And
she
that was,
needed it.
She needed it. She got it. Offered this young boy that was like, yo, man. And I was in there talking to her, trying to be nice. Like, why are you doing this? You need to join the circus or some shit. You're too talented. I was trying to be Captain Save-A-Ho.
I like that you said she needed to join the circus. Like, they make more money. Like they're not seasonal.
Have you considered being a carny? Like,
don't acrobats make more money, right?
I don't know.
Because she was strong. She was holding on to shit, doing weird, cool things you need core strength to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you wasting your talents at a fucking strip club in South
good
Jersey?
Core
like,
strength. You can do bed of nails.
Yeah. Why don't you be a firefighter?
She can be a magician's assistant.
Right? Yeah. Something. Just work for somebody in Vegas. Get a residency in Vegas, bitch. Why are you in South Jersey shaking for a bunch of
Wait,
kids
a
with no
Vegas
money?
Residency like that? Yeah.
Get a Vegas residency. You good. I was like, you got the goods, miss.
You was like, go to Cirque du Soleil or something.
I was like, go to Cirque du Soleil. You got too much. That I saw in the Bronx. At Sin City, a lot of those acrobatic climb up the pole but keep their body straight.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are y'all doing here? Getting ones and little twos and fews. When y'all climbing up the pole with your body straight,
That's ninja shit.
Yeah, but they don't got to be a part of a guild or anything. They get all that money, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's
the
right.
Carney because it's, guild, it's lucrative.
They
Carney
don't
guild,
pay
you got
dudes.
A Coney Island. Get out of bed and nails like and eat some dudes. Glass. You do much
yeah,
better.
But if you're like a part of a carnival or something, don't you got to be a part of like a guild? If you're like an act,
a Carney guild or some shit.
Yeah,
right.
You gotta, like a circus.
I think the Carney guilds are actually just legitimately criminal organizations. I don't think that a Carney guild is like the police benevolence association.
No. Thieves and cutthroats. Guild is they meet right under the slide, the goofy slide with the little potato sack. They get on there and they trade money.
I've spent a lot of time with carnies.
Okay.
Yeah. You know,
you like a juggalo yourself. You had the body of a juggalo, so I can see.
I've got everything of a juggalo.
Go ahead.
Do you know that stuff stops them from being facially recognized with the facial recognition software? Juggalo makeup, like, destroys that. Doesn't
that's
work.
Good for like a movie.
Word.
So, yeah, if you ever
I don't even know what they look like regularly.
They look kind of like Kiss, but also kind of
like
a
demon
clown.
Clowns. Like kind of.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about like without the makeup.
Oh, no idea. Never
yeah.
Seen
what
it.
Do
yeah,
the
yeah.
juggalos look like without the makeup?
No, that's permanent.
Have we ever seen them?
No, man. I never
can you pull juggalo. Up a picture?
Pull up a juggalo. I mean, I know they're fans of the skanks and all that, right?
Whatever juggalo he finds is going to look just like me.
Yeah,
without the makeup
so.
On, he looks just like
you
me.
You have juggalo.
I got juggalo.
You got
jeans.
The juggalo build.
Yeah. No, I look like a juggalo.
It's Korn, right? That's the name of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, look at that guy.
Right,
you there you go.
Oh,
that's me.
Shit.
Nigga, that's you.
That's you.
That's me. That's
Joe,
him in the movie.
You're a fucking juggalo.
You the dude.
I can't wait till they make a juggalo film.
Yo.
You
that
are
is
definitely
hilarious.
Gonna be the stuntman. Because them motherfuckers, like, yeah, look at these.
That guy looks
good
like.
Good white dudes.
Yeah.
Good white dudes.
What, the other dude look like Lewis?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
this is like Lewis and Big J. This is like
sort of yeah.
At least I'll have employment.
Yeah.
All right, man. That was
there
a long side.
Yeah.
Oh, you. Oh, at least I have employment. Goddamn, way to fuck up the vibe, Joe. We all fucked up. We know that. We all broke.
Yeah, that orange tree will bring you good luck, yo.
Orange is the new.
If you take care of the orange tree will take care of you.
If you build it.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds good.
What if you turn
thanks,
into like
guys.
A florist?
Yeah, you
like
better start selling marmalade.
Artisanal marmalade. Joel's marmalade.
You know how many oranges that tree makes, like a year?
How many?
Like 13 or 14.
So you need to get more trees, my nigga.
Or you make a very small batch, like, yeah, a small batch, very fancy. It's all about your jarring at this point. It's all about the jars you put it in.
Mason jars is the way, bro.
But put in like nice mason jars.
Bro, if you don't talk to this nigga,
made by like, your family or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My
like,
very, yeah, my family.
I mean, yeah, I don't it. Know. And they'd be like, yo, this marmalade is $20
a pop. $20
a pop.
$20 marmalade. That'll get you back.
Yeah.
That's at least some food for your son.
Yo, they sell small jams, yo. And small jams
like
are
like this.
$5.
I want to make like the hotel jam. When you go to the hotel.
The little jams.
Yeah, the little tiny ones.
Jams.
Yeah, like room service jam. I could do that.
Yeah. Do
Joel's,
that
jam.
Joel's
jam.
Joel's jam.
Joel's jam.
Puts up, but you got to put something special in it.
Okay.
You smoke, put weed in it.
No.
Joel's a pretty stand-up guy. He's just a cool dad.
Yeah, I don't smoke. I never did smoke. I was going to say I did smoke, but that was a lie. I never did.
You
really
never
smoke.
Tried it?
No, I've tried it, but I'm not really.
It's never been something you stuck with?
No, I accidentally got really high on edibles at a Big Daddy Kane concert.
There you go.
Okay. That was about it. That's like, and it was really bad.
Concert was really bad?
No, the concert was great. It was Big Daddy Kane. I was very excited. I was out with some friends, and I quit smoking cigarettes.
Yeah,
and they knew I wasn't a big drinker and whatever. I don't know. They showed up with some cookies they made, and they were like, "Have some cookies." So I had like five.
Damn,
that sounds like my first time. Too.
But you had a good time though.
Yeah.
Like you weren't tripping.
Yeah, I don't.
We was all fucked up.
But
that day.
No. I want to hear this time.
So I ate five and took what's it take, like half an hour now?
Yeah,
digest it.
Yeah, you stacked, so it's gonna take. It's gonna come in droves. It's like,
yeah, waves. You ate five cookies, that's five waves.
Yeah. So I went, my friend and I went, walked over the concert. We were in Prospect Park, and I was so high that I couldn't look at whatever I was looking at if it was more than like a foot away.
Yeah.
And if I looked more than a foot away, I had to hold on to something so I didn't fall over.
Okay.
And that something was like a 100-pound girl. So I kept like, what?
Yeah, because you clearly.
Yeah, she's small.
You're like 400-pound girls.
You know, I'm on a diet. That's what the figs are about.
That's what the figs are for.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But it's muscle.
Bruschetta,
no, it's not muscle, Derek.
Yeah, them big-ass calves you got on set, you like you lift the broad side of a barn, Joe.
Nobody gets the 400 pounds of muscle. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, they do.
Motherfuckers are 400.
You can get 400 pounds of muscle.
That guy from the what was the guy? The guy from Game of Thrones. He's like 400 pounds of muscle.
Who?
The mountain.
Oh, pull yeah.
up, pull up Brian Shaw for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I do.
Did you play football growing up?
I didn't play football. They begged me to play football, but I didn't play.
You would have been you would have been a line. You would have been a
line. Yeah,
been
a but whole, he didn't want to have CTE. Yeah.
Now I don't want to have
and
CTE.
And not fucking know how to grow little orange. He'd have been punching a little orange tree.
Oh, look at that. That's Brian Shaw. That nigga looks like he's about 400 muscle.
Oh, no, he is. He's taller than me, though. But the other guy, Eddie Hall.
Yeah.
Eddie Hall. Look up Eddie Hall.
Eddie Hall. Pull up,
look
Eddie,
up Eddie
Hall.
I could play Eddie Hall if I was strong.
You can be strong, man.
Not like Eddie Hall. That guy's insane.
Eddie Hall. Let's
they were
see.
Both. They're both like strongest men in the world. Both of
yeah,
those
yeah, Brian Shaw. It was a reference in a rap song. That's why I knew who he was.
You'll see, eventually he'll find Eddie Hall. He's an English guy.
Damn. Yeah.
God damn.
That's some scary shit.
He's a scary dude. In terms of his strength, he's a scary dude. But like film and video, he's a very sweet guy.
Yeah, you can play him.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I feel like
if they put you in a gym.
You know who I want to play though?
Who?
Butterbean.
Butterbean, well, you're going to lose weight to be Butterbean, right?
No.
No, Butterbean's big as shit.
Okay.
Butterbean ain't muscle.
He was 400 pounds. That was the thing. He was 400 pounds. He tried to get down.
But what would
slim
be Butterbean's story?
That's the thing I've read about. I tried to find Butterbean's story.
That's probably the
he's the nicest dude at the end of the day. And like, he saved his money.
Yeah.
So like, Butterbean lives on a farm.
He was knocking people the fuck out.
Yeah, Butterbean. He was a king of the 4 minute fight.
Yeah.
Out.
If you fought Butterbean for like 3 rounds, you were dead.
But he wasn't. Was he? He wasn't like in a division, right? He wasn't in like.
No, he was a heavyweight. That was the thing. So heavyweight's the end, right?
Yeah.
But most heavyweight fighters come in at 220, 240.
Yeah.
That's a big guy.
Yeah.
Butterbean was 400 pounds, so you're giving up 160 pounds to Butterbean.
Mm.
So you'd see these guys get in the ring, and they go, first round, Butterbean wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And they just wail on him, and he'd have his hands up, and he could take it.
Yeah.
And second round, they'd be a little more confident because they just hit him for however long
the
round is.
Pull out this.
So they come out, they'd be real confident, they go to hit him. Butterbean would lean in with all of his weight, and put a punch right in, and he'd just knock him out.
So he was in the same, like he could have went for a belt, like Mike Tyson and all them.
Yeah. I think he had some weird little belt, but I think he also fought Buster Douglas, and he fought a bunch of real people.
Oh, okay.
He fought real people. I don't think he ever fought Tyson, but he fought real fighters sometimes.
Because Tyson, I think, would have ate him up, though.
Dude.
Wouldn't have gave a fuck.
I was in an elevator with Tyson. Tyson would eat anybody up. You just stand near him, and you're like, that is a...
Mike Tyson is a great white shark to any dead whale. Yeah. If you a fighter, you a dead whale to Mike. He's a shark. He's a great white. He's coming for you.
I went on set just to visit, like the season we didn't really do, the last season, season 3.
Yeah.
And I went on set to visit, and Mike was there, and I ended up in an elevator with him. And he was absolutely the nicest guy.
Yeah.
But just the way he holds himself, the composure of his body, no.
All right, Mike.
No, not a chance. Mike. When they say he's coming out to fight, who's he fighting?
It's a real fight?
It's a charity fight. Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah, that guy's dead.
Roy Jones Jr.
Have you guys seen this video of Mike Tyson
practicing?
Training?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. Yeah,
it is.
I've seen
but Roy Jones Jr. was a middleweight.
I think he's big now. You got old man weight on him.
Mm. You don't.
Look at
this shit. You hear that shit? Oh, we can't hear it, but.
Yeah, you don't have to hear it. Watch it.
The trainer had to stop. Yeah. The trainer had to stop. And the trainer had to stop.
No.
Stop. Watch the trainer go. All right, fuck this. All right.
I'm good. Thanks,
Let's bring up some Roy Jones training sessions.
I don't think
he's training like Mike.
Yeah, he ain't training like Mike.
Roy ain't training like Mike.
Roy Jones in the
Roy
studio
Jones is
rapping.
Just eating a ton of prosciutto.
And Turkish figs. That's what Roy Jones doing.
Friggin' prosciutto diet.
Prosciutto and figs, bro.
I feel like guys like that, though, like muscular dudes, they're most of them are nice, though, because they can fuck anybody up. So what is
the point of being mean?
Yeah.
They don't want to be mean, because now if they be mean, they're
going
to
get sued.
They're going to get sued. Yeah. So they got to be nice. Like, oh, hi. How are you doing?
Be nice when your hands are registered killing machines. So you go, nah, I can't. I might as well have Zen.
Yeah.
Because I know, and you know, that I could kick your ass. Kill. So
there was a point in my life where I wanted to be like a bodybuilder where I was like, all right, I think I, because I would hang out around big dudes and they'd be like, you can do it, man. Look at all that. You know, big dudes are touchy. Big dudes love touching on you.
They say like, dumb shit like this.
Yeah, look at that body. I'll do so much shit to that body, man. And I'm like, get the fuck, what the fuck? Ew.
Oh, or this shit. This is what I hate. Oh, if you worked out, you'd be devastating.
Yeah.
Devastating hands off me, nigga.
Get the fuck off me. Like, I didn't like that. I didn't like that, that world. Oh, man, the things that you could do with your body. And I'm like, nope, I'll pass. But I see one dude who couldn't tie his sneaker.
I'm still he was
living
so big.
In Philly. Yeah, I'm still living in Philly one time. I'm still living in Philly. I was on 8th and Walnut Street. And this dude, he was walking with his wife and his kids. And he like literally went to bend down to tie his shoe. And she was like, mm-mm, I got you. And she tied it for him. And I went, I never want to get like that.
That big.
This motherfucker was jacked.
Those guys, Eddie Hall. And yeah. Who's the other guy?
Brian Shaw.
Those guys need people to cook for them because they eat so much. They eat 5 times a day. They eat huge pork, like unbelievable. 20,000 calories in a day.
Damn.
But they work it off. They put it on or whatever they do.
But so they're all like that on some level. They either have a wife who gives them all the time to do it themselves or somebody who's like there doing all the cooking for them. They all, at that level, have that support.
But just imagine somebody coming up, ooh, all the things you can do to your body. Ooh.
You guys want to see that Roy?
I want to see Roy Jones. Let's see Roy Jones. Let's see what the fuck he's doing with his body.
I mean,
This is Mike Tyson.
I want for reference. Yes, exactly.
Look,
Mike Tyson again.
This is Mike Tyson. For the people who are listening to the podcast, make sure you head to our YouTube. Stop.
Okay. Right.
Look at that.
Also, remember that Mike Tyson is like 5'8", 5'9".
Yeah.
So he's wider than me.
Yeah.
But like 5'8". Which is like he gives up 5 inches to me, but he's like wider than me.
I went to go see his play, and he walked past everybody, and I was like, I can take this motherfucker. But I know I can't.
No, you cannot.
Yeah.
Not Mike.
He'll slice me up.
All right, what's Roy Jones?
All right, what's Roy Jones? Let's see what Roy Jones is doing.
I'm going to laugh.
Roy Jones...
Let's see. Oh no.
Look at that. Right.
Yeah, that ain't gonna work.
No.
That ain't gonna work.
Yeah, that ain't even the same.
That's not.
Even though I wouldn't want to be hit by Roy Jones' head. Look at that. Look at that. But them things look tight and sloppy.
Look at him. He looks sleepy. Mike ready. Mike been smoking weed, drinking water. He been getting
He missed the last hit.
He looks like his trainer could take him at this point.
Yeah, his trainer's like, come on, man. You're embarrassing yourself. Yeah, he's tired.
But this may be Haynes.
This probably Andy Haynes is a comedian. Everybody go look him up.
He goes Rosebud.
Yeah, I feel like this is unfair. I feel like this is at the end of his training and he's tired.
Yeah, because
he's like
Mike Tyson would never look like that.
He wouldn't
or not.
Yeah,
Mike don't do shit like that.
Yeah, Mike would never let his head bobble. Like he was just
Mike will tell him to cut the camera. He'd be like, you don't cut the fucking camera off.
Yeah, Mike do them drills. Remember when he was like 19 and he had the rope down the gym and he had that's Mike. Mike don't.
Yeah.
No. Mike is 90s fighting.
Would you put your kid in boxing? But boxing, not as a competitive thing, just so he can learn that skill.
Keep him in shape.
I don't know.
You know, keep him strong, keep him fighting.
You don't have a kid yet, right?
No, not yet, but I would definitely put my kid in some sort of like defense thing just so they know they can fuck people up, but they don't.
They don't.
No. My kid needs something. He needs something like with good discipline. It could be boxing. It could be martial arts, but he's 44 inches tall. He weighs 60 pounds and he's almost 4.
He's going to destroy people.
Yeah, he's so much bigger than the other kids. What he could use is the discipline just to know how to not. Because when he gets excited, he's out with other kids. And he wants to like hug him. So he runs over and he hugs a kid and you just watch them fly through the air and like land on the and he lands on the other kid and the other
That's
kid's
something.
Like right. And Christmas is like, this is the best. Hey, what's up? Yeah, he's super strong. He can hurt me.
Yeah.
And I'm a big enough fella.
Word.
Yeah,
you better, good, though. Did you see Creed 2? Ivan Drago's son?
Yeah.
You need to have that motherfucker in here flipping ropes, doing weights with doing Have him do pull-ups with his one arm and then read books without.
I want my kid to be a beast, but not like a. I want him. Yeah.
You
want to
be. Like a, well, he's going to be tall.
Yeah, my kid's going to be. No, my wife. How short is your wife short?
No. No, my wife's like 5'9".
Oh, see, my wife is tiny. My wife is 5'1". She says she's 5'2", but I'm like, you know.
But you're what, 6'4"?
I'm 6'5".
You're 6'5".
Yeah, so I think my kid will even out to be at least like 6'2".
Yeah.
6'3", but it's going to have my mass. So I'm like, I want my kid, because people don't believe, but big people get fucked with first.
Yes, they do.
We get fucked with first. So I want my kid to be like, all right, you don't got to fight these motherfuckers, but you should know some shit just so when they fuck with you, you can do it real quick. And then they're like, all right, we ain't going to fuck with them.
Yeah,
we'll leave them alone.
I was a big kid growing up. Yeah. So they were always fucking with me.
Exactly.
I got in a lot of fights.
Yeah, you had to, because they're like, oh, we're going to fuck with you because you think you can beat us. It's like, I just want to play Pokemon and video games and shit.
Yeah, we moved a lot. We were really poor, so it was all of that. Yeah. I got the new kid, the fat kid, and the smart kid. So
where are you originally from?
I was born upstate New York, but I grew up mostly in Connecticut.
Okay, all right.
And then we bounced around.
Was you in that football parody? Was you in that football parody?
No.
As the big guy? No, I thought it was you.
What football parody?
I thought it was you. I thought it was you. I thought you were with no facial hair, and I thought you was just young. I thought you was like 20 or something.
You mean, wait.
Blue Mountain, what was
that? Is that the one with Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
The one? You mean Ethan Suplee?
Was that him? Because I'm like, he was the big guy.
Oh,
but isn't that Balkan Skull? No, I'm thinking that's a different.
I think you're thinking of Ethan Suplee, who was really big in that movie. But now Ethan Suplee, and he was
jacked. I mean, he's talking about jacked. Yeah, he's fucking jacked.
He was in My Name Is Earl, right?
Yes.
And now he looks like fucking like one of those bodybuilders.
Oh, yeah. Not him. No, he's jacked as shit now. Not him. Some other kid.
But Ethan isn't the dude from Power Rangers? Broken Skull? He wasn't a part of the Broken Skull crew?
No, I don't know. Ethan was also in a... Why do I know Ethan Suplee's career? Because I want to take it.
Because, y'all would probably get
bring up
the same
Ethan
shit.
Suplee,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I know who he is.
He got a Ethan Suplee is.
I'd got to see his face.
He was in My Name Is Earl. He's the fat kid from Remember the Titans.
That's the one.
Oh, okay,
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the movie with Captain America before he was Captain America, and he was playing
with
football.
With Chris Evans.
Yeah, and then the fat kid got hit in the head too many times.
So that's Ethan Suplee, trained like Ethan Suplee.
Yeah, now Ethan Suplee is fucking beast now. He went from that.
But that's not me. You know who people get me confused with is the guy from ER.
I can see him.
The guy from he was the nurse.
I know who you're talking about.
Abraham Ben-Ruby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that motherfucker's huge now. That's
that motherfucker, yeah. Is he still acting though?
Who, Ethan or Abraham?
Ethan
did a show, I know, because he took a job that I wanted. He did that show Chance. It was on Hulu. It was a big show with Dr. House. Who played House?
Oh, that guy.
I know you're talking about. I don't know his name, though.
He did a show
Ethan
with
Suplee. Well, you got any plugs? I mean, it's already 40 minutes in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Am I supposed
you
want to plug? No.
Yeah, you got stuff.
No.
It ain't nothing coming out that you don't want people to see.
We did a TV show.
Yeah.
You did two episodes this season. I did one.
Yeah.
So that disappeared. I'm sure I have a movie.
What do you mean it disappeared? Last OG?
It's out in the world. Now. People can watch it, but like we're not shooting it right now.
We're not shooting
Last. So I don't have that to plug.
Nobody's even looking forward to Last. Like, oh, that's right. That is a show.
Orange is the New Black. That's over. I did it. I had a movie out. I don't think I have anything.
Damn. Well,
Derek asked me to come on. Derek was like, "Can you come on?" And I was like,
I just want you to come kick it. It ain't about
you. Gotta
yeah,
come
I was just saying, though,
yeah.
People, I should look it up on IMDb. Let me see myself.
Yo, Joe, make sure y'all get Joel's Marmalade. It's coming to the market.
He's plugging prosciutto.
Yeah, Joel's Marmalade and prosciutto.
And figs.
And figs.
And you can see Joe on all the beautiful seasons of Orange is the New Black.
Yeah,
and
the Last OG.
Last OG.
Yeah, the show.
And he's in many movies.
Feed the Beast. That was a good show.
Feed the Beast.
What was the movie that just came out? I had a movie come out in January.
What was the movie?
It was a horror movie.
What was it called?
What's it called? You was in it?
I don't. I'll look. Hold on.
I like that. He's like, yo, man, I work.
I do work.
I know.
I don't have much coming down, but I normally work.
What was the horror movie? Because I think I may have saw you in it.
Yeah, I played a cop.
Yeah. What was the movie?
The Grudge.
You were in the fucking Grudge.
The Grudge.
Yes.
The new Grudge.
The new one.
The
yeah.
New Grudge. That ending. I'm like, where the fuck?
How'd you feel about that movie?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was so good.
I loved it. Yeah.
I liked it because you got killed.
I didn't get
killed. No, you didn't get killed, but you
didn't.
See
it.
You
he
were
didn't
no,
see
he
it.
Was. No. Cause he was a fucking you were in the evidence room or whatever it is. You were like worked in that room where the girl had to sneak
in
there
and
get
I didn't
the
get killed.
I thought you got killed. The thing snuck
killed.
Up and was like, ah.
Dude, all my movies are out, and then coronavirus hit.
But that's fine, but it's out so people can actually still see it.
Yeah, you can see that.
Don't discredit yourself because of the coronavirus. My mom had to talk me into this because I was feeling like a loser for 11 weeks.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, nigga, you couldn't control it.
Yeah.
So why the fuck are you beating yourself up so much, Derek? Just, you was doing what you was doing, and like everybody else was doing. And then the shit just dropped on everybody. So stop feeling. So don't feel bad. You
I don't feel bad, but I don't have anything to promote.
Damn. Hey, man, you're here. Right. God woke you up.
Joe's Marmalade.
Do you have enough figs? Do you need more figs?
I don't need any more figs. It was too grainy. I'm sorry. It was too many.
They were actually all right. Little nature's assholes.
Thank you.
Nature's assholes.
They were very grainy. Yeah. What you got, bro?
We got this podcast, No Need for Apologies, available on all platforms that you listen to podcasts. We also have this on YouTube, so make sure you check it out. Make sure you buy some of our merch. We have t-shirts and hoodies. We also going to have some face masks coming for you. We're going to have all those things. So make sure you cop something.
Let me reiterate. Look, t-shirts and hoodies, it's about to be hoodie season. All right.
I can't wait for hoodies.
August is coming to a close. We only got 15 days left of August. September going to hit us. Mm-hmm. That nigga, when September 15th hit, that breeze is going to sneak up your ass. So I'm going to need y'all to get them No Need for Apologies hoodies. They are nice. What, $20?
$25,
something like that.
$25.
Come get yourself a hoodie. Support the movement that is No Need for Apologies. And subscribe, goddammit. Subscribe. Monroe got shit. I got shit. We about to make an even more entertaining YouTube page just to keep people abreast of the NNFA movement. So with that being said,
if you don't know how to get the link to the shirt, you can go to my page on Instagram and click the link and it'll take you right there, or you can go to our YouTube page. Yeah, you can go to Derek's page, you can go to our YouTube page and go through the description, read it, and you'll see it right there, and you click the link and you buy yourself something nice. We got more stuff coming.
All right.
And that's it.
Ladies, the shirts come long enough that you can wear them to bed. Mm-hmm. But no panties on.
No panties.
No panties. Ooh. Oh, and the last thing I'll plug is King of Staten Island. Blu-ray come out next week, and it's available digital now. So watch that movie. It's a fun comedy. It was the comedy of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So go out there and get the Blu-ray and all the good stuff. All the comics is in there. I'm in there. Let's get back to the show.
Let's get back to this bitch.
Topics.
Yo, no, I actually had a topic. I forgot it. I know. I was like, fuck, all that talking. And I forgot this shit. Yo, what do you think about that football player? That fucking, you know what I'm talking about? Kemar Sivan?
Kemar, okay, what happened?
The motherfucker got kicked off the team because he tried to sneak his girlfriend into the hotel and he dressed her like a football player.
Shit, now I hear
you didn't know about that shit? No, he was the Seahawks.
Not girlfriend.
It wasn't his girlfriend. They said it was girlfriend.
No, they were allowed anyone that they knew who was they literally said you have to at least known them for more than 14 days.
Okay.
Damn.
The long rule was basically to eliminate people you met on the internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was a random hoe from the internet.
Damn.
Fucking ESPN said sneaking his girlfriend in. They trying to cover up this chick.
I've seen that happen on so many levels.
Yeah.
Like even when I used to work at Total Sport, I won't say his name, but I remember when my boy he snuck girls in the back, either go fuck them, or they was like just fucking with the fitted hats.
Yeah.
And then our main manager came in one time and saw this light skinned chick behind the counter. I was like, where the fuck is, where? And I'm like, oh, I can't rat on my homie, but he around. I didn't like that. He's around the store. He got fired and he got fired because you can't be sneaking chicks onto the job.
This dude got kicked off the team because basically you're putting the whole team at
risk. Yeah,
because
of internet whores. You can't have an internet whores. Fuck up.
Why can't you go to her place, smash there,
right,
and then come back?
I think you have to stay in Disney.
Oh. Or get another hotel.
Aren't they stuck in a Disney
smash
compound?
Smash in the car.
Just why would he
you,
bring her
you
back?
Rich, get a truck. You what can't smash.
He did too much effort for her just to be some random.
For some random
for
shit.
For a rando?
Yeah.
You dressed as a football player for a rando?
Your whole career for some random. Randoms, when you're like a millionaire, that is literally like the back of a Splinter Van some shit. You
so
can't go
levels.
Get a fucking Splinter Van.
I remember one time I was having sex with some chick and he was like, nigga, you gonna go over there on New Year's?
Oh, yeah. This nigga was annoying me.
For that?
Because I'm like, nigga, this nigga was about to go to some regatoni.
Mega pony Tony.
Yo, it's a regular Tony chick with New Year's prices. Uber
New Year's
triples. The Uber New Year's triples.
And my dumb ass is like, I gotta feel the warmth and
I gotta get some Gucci.
It's fucking an Uber on New Year's is like $75.
It's like you're gonna go over to Queens?
All the way.
For that?
Did you go? Did you end up going?
Yes, I went up. You knew I went up going. You and all went up going.
Did I meet her? Was she the one at the Christmas tree stand?
You never met her.
You met her this one. Yeah. He know what I'm talking about, but don't.
Yeah, I never say her name. She who was, shall not be mentioned.
She who is regular schmegula.
Schmiggly.
Yeah, she was a schmegula. It was she was a rego.
And that
rego
shit. Rando. Because I've made those mistakes. I like, it's weird that I've accepted my role of Derek's younger, older brother.
Yep.
I'm younger than him, but I'm like, nigga, like, why would you do that? Like, why would you do that? Why would you make that mistake? Like, it doesn't benefit you. Because I'm about making mistakes if they're fun.
Yeah. But
if they're going to benefit you in the end, but when they don't, I'm like, that's just fucking
it's
dumb.
It's crazy that Ro's younger than me, and I've got some of my greatest advice from him.
Because I've done a lot of dumb shit.
It's crazy. I'm like,
I've done it, dude, no supervision. Nobody cared about me. I know it sounds sad, but that's freedom. Mm-hmm. I don't have anybody. I didn't have anybody who cared, who was like, don't do that. No, that's stupid. And I would do shit, and I go, that was dumb. Why the fuck did I do that? Mm-hmm. So I can spread it to my brothers.
Yeah, because he's learned. Snickers learned. Some of the things he be saying, I'm like,
you know how many times I used to go to Jersey?
Yeah.
Remember my Jersey days? I used to go to Jersey.
The girl with the shitty spaghetti.
I used to go to Jersey faithfully.
Yeah, I remember.
I used to get on two trains.
She put too much bread in those meatballs, too.
Two fucking trains, yo. And I'm like, it took Chloe, because Chloe's like, what the fuck are you doing? She was like, you can't find a girl that lives in Brooklyn.
She can't even make meatballs, right? Remember, he used to tell me, nigga.
I was like, what the
fuck? How
the fuck
you fuck up spaghetti?
You invite me over. I wasn't even coming over for the dinner. I was coming over for that ass. But you're like, I want to feed you. I'm like, I can't eat this. This ain't edible.
You fuck up spaghetti.
I made so many mistakes, Derek. Remember when Chloe and Dave had to come get me?
I went
over some chick's crib, and she like, I live in Brownsville. I'm like, no. Cool, I'll go.
Not cool.
She had like eight fucking roommates, yo, all dudes, and the lights were off. Like, it was pitch black when I went in that place. Yeah. I was like, can I turn the light on? No. Let's just go straight to my room. So, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
So my wife, right?
Yeah.
We live in Crown Heights, and at the beginning of the pandemic, we're like, we don't have any jobs. My wife's like, look, I love to bicycle.
Yeah.
I'll pick up a route. I'll pick up a like Seamless, right? Yeah. Or whatever it is they do the bicycle delivery. So Postmates. So she decides to do Postmates. But my wife, you know, she's super fit. She's a very fit person. She always has been. She's got a sexy little silver bicycle she rides around. And so she does her first delivery, and they send her out to Brownsville.
But she had to take an Uber back?
My wife is brave. Yeah. My wife is strong. But she's like getting cut off by SUVs in the middle of Brownsville. People are like, why is this white lady walking around with a Seamless bag or this Postmates bag trying to deliver like an egg roll?
Somebody ordered like an egg roll.
Yeah. And they ordered it from like the other side of Brooklyn. That happened once. That was a one time, but no. No booty in Brownsville.
Booty.
Listen and I had to what he said.
I called Chloe
That's the name of the episode. No booty in Brownsville.
I called Chloe like, Chloe. She's like, what? I was like, can you come get me? I was like, I need you to come get me. Because she was already out driving home. And I'm like, look, I know it may be a little far, but
I got to
get the fuck out of here. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, dude.
If I had a car, you could call me. I would have came and got you.
I'm like, come on, Derek.
I've lived and worked in a lot of dangerous places in New York.
But you don't make those kind of mistakes no more. So it's like, I'm sorry.
I said I've lived and worked in a lot of dangerous places in New York.
I have Brownsville, not been to dangerous places.
You got to go. I know. Now I'm like, look, you got to go. You got to see what it's like. But you can't go to the daytime. You got to go at night.
Oh, that's when it's...
That's when your adrenaline is
up. That's when it's time to go. That's tourist season. That's
when you get, who the fuck is this? That's when you hear that. You hear people start saying, who the fuck is this nigga?
Yeah. You got to go to a project building with 18 niggas on the right, standing right in the front door.
I went there too. You went to the Chicken Harlem?
Yeah, and she had like all the homies hanging out on the front.
I used to go, I never did anything with her too. I was trying. I went to her house like twice in the middle of, what is it? It's on the green. It's 125th, but you take like the 6 or something over there. It's by
you
the train.
You on the east side.
Yeah.
You on east 125th.
And I'm like, I'm fucking walking over there like through the projects.
Makala live on like, east, east side. But nah, that can get a little raw. Dude, it can get a little raw the further you go up on the east side.
And I'm like, fine. Like she's like, you want me to come down and get you? I'm like, nah, I don't need you to come down and get me. But I see why. But I see why she offered.
She got two Wu-Tang clans just hanging out on the two of them. It's Wu-Tang time two. It's
but some project people are nice, though, because some of them will hold the door open for you.
Some of them.
Yeah, you got the ones that you walk, like she walking in, they were like, yeah, I got you, big man.
Big man. I got you, big man. That.
As a kid, I lived in the projects, but I lived in Connecticut projects. So.
What's the Connecticut projects?
Is it haunted like everything else in Connecticut?
Yeah.
No, it's you know, it wasn't easy. Because
Connecticut got gangs. That shit was
that's
gang
the thing.
Land,
people don't know about the heroin and the gangs that go through Connecticut.
I know about the heroin, but I never knew about it.
Yeah,
the gangs.
Think everything is like, it's like all insurance companies, but you live in Section 8 housing, it's still.
What I will say, very, 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 very easy crowds to work with. Like, they like the fucked up shit.
Yeah, because they fucked up.
Like, it wasn't a hoity-toity crowd in Connecticut. Every time I did Connecticut, it was always
Where'd you do Connecticut?
Some laugh house shit.
Toad's Place?
The one we did once, and I did once.
Yeah.
We did separate weekends there. Joker's Wild.
We did Joker's Wild, but the thing about Joker's Wild is owned by a biker gang.
Oh, that's cold.
You didn't know that.
Didn't know
it. Pat Oltz. What's up, Pat? Shout out to Pat. Pat Oltz was the owner or the booker at first. But then I think it got bought out, and it was owned by a biker gang. So that's why when you went, there was always biker people there.
Yeah,
there was always a fleet of motorcycles and shit.
Always,
it's called Joker's Wild Comedy Club.
Where is it in Connecticut?
I think it was like Stanford.
Bridgeport.
No, it's like
very different places.
No, I think it's Stanford because it was closer. Or maybe it is Bridgeport. It was like it wasn't that deep into the Connecticut.
It was Bridgeport. It had to be Bridgeport.
Which one is closer to New York?
Which one is closer?
Stanford is closer.
All we got to do is just Google this shit.
Yeah, they're just very different places.
But no, the crowds were very, like, white hood fun.
That sounds more like Stanford.
White hood. But they was like white hood, that sounds but they more was like ready to go. They was like ready to go.
But so, like, Bridgeport was actually the most dangerous place in the country when I was a kid for a while.
Oh, wow.
Bridgeport was, like, number one crime city.
Look at Joel with the hip-hop background.
No. Just Connecticut.
I think it shut down.
Well, we did what we could when we could do it. It was a fun time.
No, I didn't live in Bridgeport.
No, I'm just talking about the club, but no, yeah, Connecticut, yeah. So Connecticut,
it's got highs and lows. That's the thing about Connecticut.
Yeah, we were both wrong. It was in New Haven.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
New Haven.
Yeah. And look at that. Permanently closed. You're fucking right. It's permanently closed.
Permanently?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It was like, look at this. It's Joker's Wild Comedy Club, bar, grill, patio, and lounge. You had too much shit going on.
Yeah, that was too ambitious.
Why don't you just be a comedy club? They're like, bar, grill, we whatever the fuck you need. I think it was a drug front.
Yeah.
That
usually,
sounds right.
Some comedy clubs usually are. There was something going on. It was always something going on in some of them shady spots we've done. Yeah. I go, yeah, this is a backup. This is something different.
What's the shadiest spot you've done, Derek?
Shadiest spot? Some shady spots. I'm not gonna say Governors is shady. It's just it kind of there's a wave of racism in the air.
Really, I love Governors. Now, they give you money handshakes.
They do, but the guy,
yeah,
you know, like, hey, no, they pay you, but it's like
I'm talking about the audience. Like,
The audience is. I'm talking about in the back.
Yeah,
I just felt like the owner was like, he would say shit like, yeah, it's good that you brought your black friend with you to tell jokes. It's really not like.
Oh, he ain't never say that shit to me. The Italian dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, but I was like, I was making too much to say anything. I was like, but that's, I don't know. I probably won't.
Who'd you bring?
No, Pete brought me.
Oh.
So it was like, oh, shit.
Oh,
so
okay.
Like, so I was like, I don't
plot
like that.
Thickens.
Yeah, the plot thickens.
Yeah.
And he said it so you could hear it.
I heard him. Because I heard him saying some slick shit. But I'm like, I'm one of the funniest niggas up. It's like, I know who the star is, but don't downplay me because I'm opening. And it was nice that you brought you. You know, he's cool. You know, he's a good one, I guess. Like, I heard him.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Wow.
So I ain't
like,
never experienced that shit.
So I'm cool.
My only experience there is when Chris Cotton went on stage and bombed the entire weekend.
Oh, yeah.
He just kept because he was committed to the joke.
Niggas.
No, Pack of Niggas got you kicked out of the
Pack of Niggas got me kicked out of colleges.
His shit, he kept saying. He's like, I just want my dick sucked on the roof.
Yeah, the dick sucked on the roof.
That's
joke.
It. That's it. I asked my wife. I'm like, but everybody else got their dick suck on the roof. I can't get my dick suck on the roof. And he just kept doing that bit. And the audience was like, what the fuck are you talking about? What? Huh? And he just kept doing it. And they were like, hey, don't bring him back. Don't bring him back.
Derek, what was your joke?
What do you mean?
If you don't
Chris Cotton joke.
You.
The joke that,
joke that you said got you kicked out of college. If you don't.
No, he didn't get kicked out of college. Chris got him kicked out of college.
Chris got me kicked out of
Pack of Niggas joke.
Pack of Niggas, he was trying to do this Mel Gibson take in Vermont, of all places.
Yeah.
And he just kept saying it and kept saying it and
so
kept saying it.
So the joke is, because God rest Chris' soul, the joke is, he was like, yeah, well, Mel Gibson, he called his wife, left a message that I hope you get raped by a pack of niggas. He was like, I don't know why people got offensive because niggas don't roll in packs. How she get raped by a pack of niggas?
Niggas don't roll in packs and all
yeah,
that shit.
And then it's like a pack of niggas.
But just to watch a bunch of white students just break that.
How could you be saying this?
Reggie cost me money one time. I brought Reggie to a college gig. It was me, my wife, and Reg. And I told Reggie before I went up there, I was like, yeah, they said that you got to keep it clean because that's the, I asked if I can bring an opener and I was like, well, your opener has to be clean. And I was like, okay, cool. And I told Reggie and Reggie goes up there and is like, yeah, you ever get an STD? You ever did this? You ever be sucking titties and then this? What happened to big titties? And it's like, what the fuck, nigga, that's what you open with?
Yeah, open with.
So I told him later, I was like, yeah, the money that they gave me to give you, they kept, and then I just ended up giving you that money out of my check. He's like, we ain't paying this motherfucker.
No, yeah, the college thing is over for.
Yeah. But yeah. No, I still do colleges. I tell you to do colleges because you can make them work in your favor. I've hosted comedy. I've been like, they like talent shows, and they be like, would you host this talent show for $5,000? I'm like, absolutely.
$5,000.
And I just got to tell three jokes and then be like, give it up for such and such. She played the piano. Like college gigs are for, get yourself a college agent. Me and Chloe kept trying to get you to get our agent. Mm-hmm. Get yourself a college agent who will curate the schools you go to.
Oh, okay.
And you will have a good experience.
Because I had so many bad experiences with that college.
I know, because we had the same person.
Fucking.
We had a college agent. She's super cool, and I know she probably listens to this podcast. Yeah. But the company that she works at, because you know she listens to this shit. You know,
probably do listen.
Marie listens to this fucking
you
podcast.
You
going to say? I'm say Marie. That's all I'm saying. You know she listens to this fucking podcast. Okay. Hey, Marie.
Oh shit, that's so funny.
But the company she worked for was fucking shady.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
That motherfucker, the dude that ran it came to my mother's house.
Yeah.
Had a button up shirt on. You could tell he was trying to wipe the sweat because it was still a shitty deal. He tucked his dress shirt into his jeans, real shitty shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, this dude is non professional. He said, Miss Gaines, your son, bah, 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 and then continued to fuck me on the road with getting slow money.
Slow money.
Strange percentages was getting changed.
The
like,
weirdest percentages and like just the weirdest amounts of money were just like
college. They was taken out. Like,
yeah, you can make bank on
PTSD,
the road for
man.
Doing colleges, and like I'm trust me, it's worth it.
All right, when colleges open back up again,
they are open.
I know they're gonna hire you for
shit.
Like Zoom comedy.
No, there's some. No. I got offered a college gig, but it was in Florida, and I was like, hit me up when you got something to come for. I'm not going to fucking Florida during this time. And it was a nice chunk of money too.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, and I was
Florida.
Like,
can you say which college?
Hold on.
I don't know if you wanna.
Well, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going.
I'm curious. Yeah, no, I want to know.
And you're from Florida, so yeah, you might know. Like, oh, shit.
Oh, right. I learned that earlier during the orange debacle.
Yeah.
Y'all keep talking amongst yourselves.
That's so funny. I remember when we were first doing the OG, you were getting a lot of advice from some OGs about, like, what they thought you should do.
Yeah.
What the next
step. The fuck on the road, man.
Exactly.
The fuck you doing in New York?
But you did. You just did that.
So you know, she didn't say the college because I'm looking at it. She just said you want to do a school in Florida.
Oh yeah.
She and then this is the amount. I think this was a nice amount. That was the amount.
What do you mean? That's a wonderful amount.
I know.
What's the first number?
It's 4,000. And she was like, "We'll get them to go up on that." But then she texts me and goes, "Say no." And I'm like, "Okay, yeah."
Why?
Because it's fucking dangerous.
It's
COVID.
It's like the center of COVID right now.
They got COVID gators.
Yeah.
Then
the first dog die from COVID.
No, here's the thing that pisses me off. You know, I got a COVID test because I had a I don't know. I felt sick, so I got a COVID test. It took 15 days for me to get.
You could have been dead.
I could have been dead.
Yeah.
They got jellyfish with COVID. How are these pets getting tested for COVID? And it takes me 15 days to find out. It's some bullshit.
Wasn't it a dog that died, Dylan? I think it was a dog.
It was a dog that died with COVID, but they don't know if COVID killed the dog.
Why are they connecting the COVID to the dog?
But also, why are you testing the dog?
Oh, there's a lot of like people.
I don't want to be conspiracy theory, but I know certain things where.
You know certain things.
I know. I have a friend. my mom's friend.
Yeah.
Mother passed away.
I'm sorry.
From COVID?
Oh, now I got to believe him.
Yeah, no. And
I didn't want to believe you. I was like, he's an idiot. Like, my mom's friend's mother passed away.
Come on, Dylan. Let me talk. All right, look, I'm listening.
I'm sorry, Dylan.
She's had a disease for years. They've all known the time was coming. Not to be sad, but just about when it was going to happen.
Okay. Yeah.
He even knew it was happening. They were prepping. Corona happens. She passes away. And on the certificate, it said due to coronavirus.
Oh, shit.
I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theory, but I do think there's a lot of that.
Well, I feel like they do inflate the numbers a little bit.
You know why they inflate the numbers?
You don't think they're inflating the numbers?
I think they're underreporting. I don't think they're inflated. I think they're underreporting.
No, in certain cities, in certain cities, they were saying, just say all these new deaths is COVID, so you get more money.
Yeah?
You get more money for supplies. Yeah, they died of COVID, we need more masks. They died of COVID, we need more respirators. Like, the hospitals was getting paid more if they said more deaths was from COVID. I was like, shit.
Now they're funneling all the statistics through the White House instead of the CDC. They're doing the opposite now.
Well, you know.
Why?
It's a fucking corrupt slow down the testing. It's Candyland out there.
They don't want you to know right now because they want you to look like it's going okay or whatever. They want to manipulate it. They want to keep you scared. Now I feel like a fucking
It's a whole other house. Yeah. Shit.
But it's all fucked up right now. I don't trust anybody. Do you trust anybody?
I trust you guys. I've had trust issues before this COVID shit, so I can't blame COVID.
Do you trust anybody now?
I just have anxiety.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all.
Yeah, high anxiety. Good call, Dylan.
Damn. I don't know, man. This whole shit. See.
Go ahead, nigga.
No, I'm just talking about what he's saying. Like, now that they're funneling the numbers through the White House, it's like, why wouldn't they tell us the numbers so we could actually take it a lot more serious and do the things that we need to do to make them go down versus just hide it from people and just be like, I'm good. The neck would do
because their policies were like, you don't need to wear a mask, don't hide shit. Their policies were like, go ahead, you'll be fine. Kids don't get hurt. Now kids are getting hurt. Now kids are getting sick. Now you find out like people have strokes from it. People have heart attacks from it. I don't want to talk about this. It's fucking depressing. But
well, let's make it.
You got a good voice for it.
We should bring him on as our bad news guy.
Bad news guy.
Bad news.
Yeah, yeah, just everybody's gonna die. It all fucking sucks. Fucking panoply of seahorses is coming eating everybody.
God damn it! I don't know. My wife.
Can you say Luke? I am not your father.
Luke. I'm not your father. I mean, I can't.
Well, why'd
James
you say
Earl Jones
it like that, though?
I'm scared, James Earl Jones.
Nigga, why
was
you scared? You was on a roll.
I'm scared of James Earl Jones. That's it.
Luke. I am your father.
You need like a cup, right? You need like a...
The Murder Hornets is coming back. It's an overcast of Murder Hornets.
There's an overcast of Murder Hornets.
That's what the fuck we talk about. That shit made the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
I ain't gonna say all that.
I'm scared. I'm like, nigga, I'm scared of murder hornets. What happened to them damn hornets?
I found a bunch of them.
What's the name? Tony Baker made this joke. It was like, murder hornets, they gonna have sniper monkeys soon. That shit made me laugh so hard. What, they gonna have sniper monkeys soon?
I believe in a sniper monkey. A monkey can easily use a gun and you can
snipe?
Yo,
a monkey from three yards or three.
If you can teach a monkey sign language, then you can definitely teach it
how to be a sharpshooter.
How to fucking look through the fucking scope.
How to be a sharpshooter.
They send monkeys to space.
You see monkey
and push
fingers.
Buttons.
Them monkeys don't know how to do this.
Why don't a monkey know how to pull a trigger?
A monkey don't
fingers.
Know about wind direction. He don't know to go. All right. Because when you snipe, you got to shoot a second off to the side so the wind can carry the bullet to. Monkeys can't.
Yeah, but I'm not saying the monkey is going to be an advanced sniper.
Marksman.
But I'm saying the monkey will be able to pull a gun and
you
hit his target.
Show me a monkey marksman, nigga, and then I'll believe that this goddamn earth is flat. If
I'm
the earth is flat if there's monkey marksmen out there.
Yo.
That's what I said.
Why does it matter if the earth is flat
I don't
or not?
Know.
It's not flat. But why
saying,
do people like need to know?
This is trigger words for people listening because there's flat earther niggas is probably listening to this shit.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Somebody hit me up the other night. The earth is flat. And I was like, nigga, show me the edge. Get like a YouTube video and show us where the fucking edge is.
I wouldn't want the YouTube video of the flat earth. I'll go to space, save up your money,
or that, go through or training, show us from a...
and then fucking show me.
Yeah, that guy died.
Yeah, he died.
He died.
Yeah, man. The motherfucker that did. Atkins died. Dude died. I was like, I don't believe anything.
Oh, the doctor. No, I mean the flat earth guy died. He had a rocket ship that he steam powered rocket ship.
Yeah.
He blew himself up like
good for him.
Like 5 months ago. Fucking him. Good.
That's what happens to people like that. That's justice.
You were talking about murder hornets.
Yeah.
I looked it up. They were this is honestly kind of sad. They were
what happened?
I really wish I had something to promote because I've definitely helped the show go in a dark place.
No, I want to know about these murder hornets.
I want to hear.
What happened?
There were 5 sightings in America, murder hornets. But
all five of those people died.
How many people just killed bees in general?
Oh, thinking, no.
See, isn't that sad?
Oh, no. Yeah.
How many people were just murdering?
What's the difference between it? Like, can I see the difference
between
a
bee
and a hornet? Yeah, I want to know what they look
murder
like.
Murder hornets are like orange. They're like freshly squeezed. Like, they look like organic
bees
oranges.
Are just black and yellow, right? With a little brownish.
But hornets, they got all kinds. Nigga, it is a thing.
You think I'm looking at my phone for no reason, but I got surrounded by hornets the other day.
And you weren't afraid that they were going to murder you?
No, I was definitely afraid.
Oh.
Of getting murdered by
who killed Macaulay Culkin in whatchamacallit?
Bees.
And my girl, bees?
Bees, now
then I would still fear bees.
Yeah. We still got to make that shirt.
Yeah.
What's the shirt?
So,
shirt was the hardest fucking idea.
Yeah, it was the hardest idea.
You didn't care. I was like, where's that shirt?
I have the design.
Oh, you go, okay.
I just didn't know if we.
It's trademark shit. Yeah. Yeah, that was what, okay.
All right, you guys want to guess which is which?
What the fuck? That shit looked like
a fucking butterfly.
It looked like an Ant-Man creation.
That's the size of my. It's the size of half my finger.
That shit too much. Don't sting. Them shit bite.
There were like,
hold it up. 100.
Hold it up for the camera.
Where? Is that me?
1 second.
Yeah, he's going to zoom in on you.
Yeah, show the guy. Damn,
look at that shit.
That's stupid.
That shit got a saddle on it.
So it's like it was like half the size of my finger. There were like 100 of them.
Just doing what?
Just buzzing around.
What do hornets do? Do they bite? Do they sting?
I don't know. And then I looked it up on Google, and they'll give you a virtual hornet. So they put hornet. That's a fake Google hornet.
Well, that shit don't even look that scary. No. That shit.
But
yeah.
This, the real hornet.
The real hornet. Look
scary
at that shit.
Fuck.
That shit is fucking that leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a stinger.
Yeah. Wait, hornets have stingers?
Don't they have stingers?
Because the hornet logo for Charlotte,
they don't have a stinger.
Yeah.
I think.
No, the Charlotte Hornets' old logo, because they're the Bobcats now.
Oh, okay.
But the logo had a stinger.
Okay.
One of them has a stinger, but it's not barbed. The bee has a barbed stinger, so if it stings you, it sticks, and it pulls the bee's guts out.
Hornets only have one job, and that's just to kill other insects.
So we shouldn't even be afraid of them.
Yeah, all right.
What do you mean? They only have one job, and that's to be an asshole.
But they're killing other insects.
I don't like insects. So
they're not that selective.
Yeah. You kill all these roaches in New York. That'd be awesome.
It's like the cops of the insect world.
Yeah, but they're definitely killing the... Yeah, but...
Are they killing crops?
No, they're killing like spiders, caterpillars.
Well, if they kill bees,
as long as they ain't killing black folk, I'm fine.
Well, you need the bees to survive because bees
pollinate
most of the shit
the
we
stuff,
use. We been drinking almond milk a lot, and bees pollinate almond trees and shit.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I drink oat milk. Are they pollinating the oats?
Yeah,
because I don't do
oat milk. But here's the thing. So they talk about all the bees dying, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the bees that are dying are these bees that they take from commercial farm to commercial farm.
Yeah.
So some of them are wild hives, like out in the forest, but some of them are these like populations of farmed bees, and part of why they're dying is they get taken from this farm to this farm to this farm to this farm.
Sounds like slavery.
And, and bees aren't used to moving that much.
Yeah.
And they pick up all the chemicals from the. And
that's what's happened. This bee is like, what the
part
fuck?
Of it.
This is bee slavery.
It is bee slavery.
You're taking bees from their family.
I mean, doesn't the world function on some sort of slavery? We have animals.
It's just,
we have pets. What do we want a pet for? To make us feel better and to do shit?
The algorithm of America, I don't know if this is all over, probably is, but it's some E equals MC slavery, and that's how the fuck... Like, nigga, everything, if you want to do good, you got to have a servant to help you do. Like, it's just like, oh.
You want a company, you got to have a bunch of people willing to be underpaid.
Underpaid.
So the company can function.
Yeah. So they got bees making money at other plantations.
Is that how the podcast works?
That's how the podcast works. That's why we...
Nigga, there's no need for apologies. Yeah. This is why we got you on here. So you can be like,
I'm not getting paid. You're going to make some t-shirt money. What am I...
Maybe.
Look, y'all niggas need to buy some t-shirts. All right.
Please. You know how bad... Do you understand how bad I want those two faces on some random titties in a bed with a t-shirt or like out hanging out at a
Thank you. Random started off just on t-shirts.
Ladies, no,
random faces on t-shirts.
Random faces on our t-shirts.
It's the podcast is coming to
ladies, I want you to wear a shirt on your chest. Wear it on your ass. Just wear it out to a festival.
We just want you to
wear it working out.
Yeah.
Wear it when you do Pilates and yoga. Wear it when you doing that girl trip. When you're on your girl's trip, throw us on.
Yeah.
And don't apologize for being on that girl trip.
Yeah, when they go, who them? You go, some niggas you should know.
Some niggas you should know. The Cousins.
The Cousins.
The best podcast you ain't never heard of just yet. Yeah. But I got it on my titty, so it's worth a listen.
Yeah.
Cause girl, all we want to do is make y'all laugh. Ha ha. So fellas, we want to make y'all laugh too about goof.
I feel like that's how dudes laugh.
Are we that goofy? Well, fuck it. Get a hoodie. Get a t-shirt.
Get a fanny pack. Get a mask.
We'll make masks and fanny packs if y'all hit it. Matter of fact, right now.
Do we need a fanny pack?
I'm doing this.
Fanny packs are popular.
Fanny packs popular right now. Look, if you want a shirt or a hoodie, hit me up in my DMs and let me know your sizes. You're still going to have to pay for it.
But we have promo codes.
But we have promo codes.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
get
girl.
You a promo code.
Or fellas, get the hoodie, but don't DM me. Just hit me up on a regular comment.
Yeah.
But no, ladies.
Because Derek's homophobic.
I'm not homophobic. It's just like, I don't like niggas in my DMs. It's all these niggas on my dad like that. That's just spring cleaning.
Because you know they bring that awkward energy like, hey, man.
They always go,
hey,
yeah,
how
man.
Are you? Like, get the fuck out my DM.
Because niggas do the most. They always be like, so yeah, man, I was thinking about getting a comedy, man. Watch this video of me doing this little excerpt. I'm at minute 32, 35. Like, nigga, I don't feel like scrolling through 30 minutes of some shit so you could do two jokes that I've heard 15 years ago. I don't want to. I'm a pro. You see what I'm saying?
You DM me an hour and a half ago. Hour and a half ago, I texted you. I said, Derek, I'm outside. You sent me a DM immediately.
Well, that's because you was on the show. Don't try to challenge me on that.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, you had to get here. I had your phone number, but I was like, you hit me up. What's the skinny on the DM? And I was like, all right, nigga, be here at 2 o'clock for this show. So with that being said, give it up for our guests.
Give it up for Joe.
Joe Marsh Garland. Thank you,
Joe Marsh Garland, thank you for coming. Would you like to say anything to our fans before you get out of here?
Yeah. Just watch all the stuff that I'm not doing.
Yeah.
You got to sing it, yeah.
You got to sing it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how you doing? Watch all the stuff I'm not doing.
Last OG.
Watching on Netflix.
Not on TV right now, but I got a son who's beating my ass tonight. New
black. Needs a lot of money.
Buy Joe's Marmalade.
Make those residuals.
Yeah.
Pay for the downloads.
Joe's Marmalade.
Joe's Marmalade. All
right, y'all.
Oh, and before we get out of here, last thing. No booty in Brownsville.
No booty in Brownsville.
Do not go to Brownsville for ass, because you will get stabbed.
You could have get fucking stabbed. So with that, I'm Derek Gaines.
And I'm Monroe Martin.
And this has been another splendiferous episode of the one and only No Need for Apologies.
For apologies.
I have nuts.
Huh? What?
I have nuts, too. I have almond nuts.
What type of nuts you got?
Almonds.
Oh, yeah, I fuck with almonds. Really? Coated with something?
I'm allergic to my chair.